Listening Library presents Under the Blood-Red Sun by Graham Salisbury, read for you by Greg Watanabe. In memory of Henry Forrester Graham, USN, Guy Fremont Salisbury, USN, and in honor of the men of the 100th Infantry Battalion and the 442nd Regimental Combat Team of World War II, United States Army. Mahalo nui loa to Lani Tashima Miller, Hank Arita, Thurston and David Twig Smith, the News Library of the Honolulu Advertiser and the Honolulu Star Bulletin, and the University of Hawaii and Hawaii State Library Hawaiiana Collections. Chapter 1, The Flag. It all started the day Grandpa Joji decided to wash his precious flag of Japan and hang it out on the clothesline for the whole world to see. It was almost as big as the canvas tarp Papa used on his boat when it rained. It was early September, 1941, just 3 weeks before the Yankees and the Dodgers started the World Series. A Sunday. Mama's day off. No breeze. The clouds, like giant white coral heads, hovered out over the ocean far beyond Honolulu Harbor. In that kind of weather, you stayed in the shade. At least if you were as smart as my dog Lucky, who lounged in the cool, weedless dirt under the house. But anyway, Grandpa scrubbed that flag clean. Usually, my friend Billy Davis and I thought it was pretty funny when he did something strange like that, like wash a flag or take a bath in the stream or laugh hysterically at Laurel and Hardy movies. Once, we got thrown out of a theater because Grandpa kept on laughing, 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 even when everyone else was quiet.